You are listening or watching Real Conversations with Jacob Young. Real Conversations is sponsored by Boys Town, saving children, healing families for over 100 years. They're literally changing boys and girls' lives daily. Please go to boystown.org, see how you can help make a difference in a child's life. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the parenting tips on their site. RCJY is also sponsored by Lane Frost Brand, made for the champion in you. Go to lanefrost.com, check out all their gear from hats to hoodies, something for the whole family. And hey, be sure to use Jacob15 to save 15% on anything and everything Lane Frost Brand. Now, if you're a classic country music fan, you've heard of the Carter Sisters. Well, there's another set of sisters who are making their way in country music. There's something about a musical family that can produce some of what I can only refer to as the God-given ability to harmonize. You see, these sisters I have on today's episode have just that. I'm lucky enough to have not one, not two, but three chart-topping musical guests. They make up a trio unlike any other group on the country music scene. Their lives and careers began down under in Australia, where they won two Australian Country Music People Choice Awards and have topped the Australian country music charts at number one with their hit single, I Need You Tonight. Always resetting the bar, their single Messy was their first underwater music video. Their latest singles and videos include Good Fight, Hard to Leave, and a brand new single, Wind Me Up. They continue pursuing their dreams in country music, and they've relocated to Nashville, where they're joining me from today. My guests this week are the musical sisters, Dazzy. You know what time it is. It's time to keep it real with Real Conversations with Jacob Young. Ladies, welcome to the podcast.
All day long.
Well, I want to introduce all three of you because I didn't really go into that specifically. So, Andrea, you play the mandolin, right?
Yes.
Right? And yes. Jess, guitar, and Nina's on keyboards. Right on. That's right fun. On. And, of course, all three of you sing. Oh, there they are.
We don't have a lead singer. We couldn't decide. None of us wanted to be backing singers, so we all take a little bit.
Well,
we all do a little bit.
Well, and I'm sure, I mean, being sisters, there's probably a little bit of competitiveness. Has there ever been any of that?
What are you talking about?
You guys don't ever argue?
Never fight. Ever.
We don't have opinions about anything.
No, we just, like, really listen to each other and always please each other.
Australians only talk with sarcasm, if you didn't get that listening. Yes.
Yeah.
We get along enough.
Well, I gotta say, it takes a lot of courage to leave home and come all the way to Nashville here in America to pursue your dreams. What can you say to those who are out there who are afraid to take chances to have their dreams or follow their dreams?
I would say you only get one life, and if you are really serious about it and willing to put in the work, then why not give it a go?
Yeah.
You know, if you really believe in yourself and you have a good support system and you can do it, don't be silly, but I think it's good to have that behind you to really, a little bit of scaredness helps you get along, I think.
And I think you'll only regret not doing it rather than doing it.
Yeah. You never want to have that chance in your life where you go, I wish I would have.
Exactly.
I have a lot of actors that go, you know, they get into their 50s. They did a little bit of it when they were younger. And, you know, they come to me and they go, is it too late? I'm like, no, it's not too late. Get started. Do it now. You don't want to be on your deathbed one day going, gosh, I wish I would have followed my dreams in my heart.
Exactly. Yes. Totally agree.
So,
you gotta try. What's the point?
That's right. Now, I don't know if you guys know too much about me, but I was on a show for about a decade that still runs in Australia called Bold and the Beautiful Soap Opera.
Oh, you did see that. Yes.
Yeah.
You can pick our Home and Away and our
Home and Away.
Yes. You know it.
Yeah, well, that's 27 plus years in daytime television I spent in. I've traveled the world with that show, and of course, I've learned all about all the overseas soaps as well. Yeah.
There's a few.
Yeah, well, there's still a few that are surviving. Some are better than others. When I first started, there was approximately 15 on in the states here, and slowly, one by one, met their demise. And I decided a few years back I was going to walk away and just start pursuing all my other ambitions.
Nice. Hey, that's great. Congratulations.
Cool. Yeah, thanks.
Research some of your episodes.
Oh, yeah.
There's I think there's roughly 1,000 episodes that I was in on Bold and Beautiful.
Wow.
So take your choice. Take a pick. Well, so yeah, I can see how much you love playing music together. How important is it to find something in life to feel passionate about?
Oh, so important. We've had so many things happen to us over the course of even moving to America. If we weren't so passionate about this, I mean, we would have been back in Australia 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You really gotta, that's how you gotta live your life. I mean, it can make you crazy, but it can also make you so happy.
Yeah. It helps me, gives me a reason to give up, get up each day.
To give up.
Don't give up. Was that a Freudian slip?
Because when you love it so much, it doesn't seem like as much work, you know? So you love it more. Each day you wanna go out and do it, and that makes your soul happy.
Right. What's that expression? If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
So everyone who wants to hear these ladies in action, you should check out DazzyMusic.net. Let me put that up here on the screen again. There's videos, merchandise, and your up-and-coming appearances. One of your songs that really struck me is Good Fight. I think it's something we can all relate to. Can you tell our listeners how this song can actually help a lot of people process their feelings?
Well, we actually wrote this during COVID, Jesse and I, and Andrea's life, kind of love life, kind of inspired it. But I feel like we've seen it so much where people these days, it's like you're too afraid to have that conversation or to get to the next level, and you're just settling for what's there in front of you rather than having the hard talks. And I think having those conversations is what gets you to the next level in any sort of relationship, even a friendship, you know. That's where good fight came from.
Like, how good do you feel, maybe not in the moment when you're fighting with someone you love, but if it's an issue that keeps coming up and you fight about it, that it doesn't have to be a screaming, yelling, I hate you fight, even like just a, you know, a strong fight where you have different opinions. And after that, once you resolve it, you just feel so much closer to the person. And that's really what the song is about. It's like, you know, you got to have that fight and decide whether you're going to move on from each other or you're going to really commit to each other. And that's sort of what Good Fight's about.
Yeah.
Yes. It's good to fight, guys. Yeah. It's okay.
Well, you say it's a love song and a breakup song in one.
Yeah. You know, I've always used the idea of, you know, we're not fighting. We're just passionately in love.
Yeah, I love that.
Gotta have passion.
At the end of the day, like, you, no matter who you choose in life, you're two different people coming from two different backgrounds. Mm. And you're not going to agree on everything. Like, you know, and Jessie, that's orange. She could say, no, that's a yellow orange. I'd be like, no, that's orange.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good we talked about the color of that logo.
Yeah. No, that's a conversation. That's an argument that happens in my house because my kids, you know, like, it's so simple. It's ridiculous, but it's green Gatorade, right? But some see it as yellow Gatorade. And that's been a conversation.
It is yellow.
Is it green or yellow to you?
Yellow.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think it's like green Gatorade. I don't know. Maybe I'm colorblind. So on.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. On DazzyMusic.net, you can check out up-and-coming concerts, live streams, tour dates. You'll be playing Nashville's famous Broadway at Dirks & Bentley's Whiskey Row Friday, November 18th and December 2nd. Do you have a favorite between recording in studio, making music videos, or performing live?
Okay, you go.
Oh, I equally love it all, and I love that it's a process that's like a little bit of a circle. You know, you write a song, you record it, then you do a video, and then you go and perform it to people, and then, you know, each one you're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, and the next, and it just keeps going like that. That's what I love about it. I love all facets of being a musician.
I'm probably more behind the scenes person. These two are the wild ones, and I'm just this. I sit back.
Yeah,
right? Pretty well. I'm kind of wild.
How so?
I like it because it keeps it interesting. There's never the same day, you know.
Well, this one, she hasn't talked that much, but she's a chatterbox. She loves to talk, especially on stage. She does crazy dance moves.
It's too early for her.
We also just visited Australia again for the first time in 3 years, so I'm still, and we're about to head back for a little vacation without any work, and so I've still got the Australian mumble going on. So I need to.
I don't think that's ever gone away.
You're just conscious of it now.
Yes, so I'm trying to talk better for you.
Talk slower, slowly.
Speak in English.
Yes.
No. Yeah, mate.
So your parents are both musicians. How was that growing up?
It was different to all our friends.
Yeah.
It was awesome. You go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say it was fun, and I always thought my parents were cool.
We were also three of six siblings, so it was pretty chaotic in our house, very noisy, a bunch of passionate people, so a lot of noise in terms of instruments. We had pianos, guitars, everything around, and I think it was a good example for us, showing that, you know, our parents, they grew up writing songs and then joined different bands and then eventually joined a band together, and that's how they met. And it was probably good for us to see the hard work they put in. They would work six nights a week.
Yeah, we had a lot of babysitters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would write songs in the day and sort of set us up for seeing, you know, what really it takes to be a musician, not just, mm-hmm. Get on stage for an hour or whatever. It's a lot more involved than that. And they've always been very supportive and also telling us to almost like, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure? Because you really got to give it everything. And, you know, it's not always guaranteed.
We knew it was going to be like tough. It's a tough industry.
Yeah.
And especially coming to Nashville where there's everyone doing the same thing and they're incredible.
Awesome. Yeah.
So we knew it was going to be really hard following, like, doing that for the rest of our lives, but they kind of put that passion in us. Like, if you want to do this, you got to know you want to do this. And
yeah.
They also share our like interests. So when we write songs or have new recording, they're both very interested in hearing, you know, if you play a song like that to someone who's not into music and they start talking after the first line and it's sort of like, oh, they don't really get it. But our parents really understand it because that's what they always wanted to do too.
Yeah. Which is good. Actually, when we went back to Australia, our dad was like, no one wants to talk about music with me. Aww. I was like, Dad, we've talked about it so much. Like, it's not enough for him. He just wants to talk about it all the time, which is awesome. Still records music and everything.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's great you have that support system because, you know, like you're saying, Nashville is probably per capita the highest amount of musicians and really good musicians, like the best of the best are in Nashville. So you do have tough competition, but like Hollywood or like New York City for people that are on Broadway, the dream lives. And, you know, if you stick with it and you just keep grinding, it happens. And it's already been happening for you guys. I just, I'm excited to see what the future holds for y'all.
Thank you.
Me too.
I feel like I love this, being around music like this, because it makes you realize you've got to go hard or go home. Otherwise, you will get lost.
Yeah.
So I feel like we go hard. So I'm excited to see what the future brings as well.
Yeah. You know, and truly, if you don't go hard or the moment you let off that gas, there's somebody there that's going to take that spot.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Exactly.
So you have to just continuously grind. I know it too well in the acting world. And I've had my foray into music as well. I like to write country music as well. I've been to Nashville several times. But it's, you know, you got to love it. You got to want it. because somebody else will want it more if you do, if you don't, rather.
Maybe we need to do a duet with you.
Sure. I'd like that.
Have some fun with it. Yes.
I was just there with a young artist. He's more into he's doing indie pop. He's 20 years old. He's written over 50 songs. And I got him set up with a Grammy Award winning producer, Tone Deaf. He came out from Los Angeles, killed it, just absolutely murdered it. It was a great experience. Now this kid, he lives in Florida and he's like, maybe I should move to Nashville. And I'm like, you know what? That's maybe not a bad idea. But it was so great to be back there. And, I believe it or not, because I'm a married guy and like going out on Broadway and the parties, and it's a little crazy, So I would stay more till it's like Music Row and the smaller bars and the scene down there. But the producer I was with and this young artist, he goes, aren't you going to take him out to Broadway? And I'm like, I wasn't really going to tell him about that. He's like, dude, it's like a prerequisite. You got to take him out. And I'm like, fine.
You totally have to do it. You have to see it. There's nowhere else in the world like Broadway.
No.
But 7 years later, you don't have to do it as much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is fun. I had a good time, I have to say. I did enjoy going out there, listening to music. It's pretty amazing. You can have so many bands playing simultaneously and still be able to hear the songs
at 10 a.m. Starts at 10 a.m. finishes at 2 p.m. or something.
Whoever said there's nowhere else in the world like it. You have to. It's pretty epic when you see it for the first time. I remember the first time we saw it, because it's also like Vegas almost. It's like a strip with neon lights, bars side by side, and the vibe is just electric.
I think also knowing that you don't actually have to catch an Uber to go somewhere else if you don't you're not into that band, so you can just spend the whole night in a couple of block radius and just have the time of your life.
Just crossing the street, bar hopping.
It's bring me cash.
Hey, tell my audience out there about the making of your music video, Hard to Leave.
Oh, I actually made that.
Did myself. You?
Yes, we filmed it in my living room. I had this idea of what I wanted. And, I've been doing a lot of video stuff. So I just tried to work it out, and I wanted to challenge myself. And we had this idea of reaching out to our fans. Because when we would sing this song live, the reaction it got and still gets.
Yeah, even people that don't know have never heard the song before, the first time they hear it.
Yeah, it's insane. And so we wanted to, especially during COVID, a lot of people kind of went through a similar thing that we have gone through by just choosing to move countries, but they obviously haven't chosen to not see their loved ones. And we wanted their videos or their home videos of them seeing their loved one for the first time or surprising them. And I just honestly, it was really hard to put together because I just wanted to cry half the time. We didn't want to show our family this song until we could show them in person. And then because of COVID, that didn't happen. So we even got our sister reacting to hearing it for the first time. Over Zoom, and it went. We actually put it on TikTok, and that video went viral.
We wrote the song after our trip just before COVID hit, and we were talking about how sometimes it feels easier to not ever go back and see your family, because it's like, because when you do and then you leave, it's just like, you go through those emotions again. And it's so hard. So that's what the song's about. It's called Hard to Leave. And everything just came out so fast when we wrote it, because it was completely exactly what we were going through.
Yeah. We actually went back for the first time in 3 years.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
And
the dreadful goodbye. It's just
our mother's the worst. Our mother's the worst.
And we were coming back in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
so we know we're coming back. And we, it was still excruciating. It's so hard to say goodbye. So
when we, I remember crying a lot during the recording of this song.
Yeah, this song is the most personal song we've ever written, and it was coming from such a truthful place. And we actually wrote it with our brother, who's in Nashville as well. Our poor mother.
Oh boy.
Poor kids.
Well, that's I know that feeling so well. Like when you've written something and you're so close to it and it means so much that, you know, I'll be strumming on my guitar and I can't get through a lyric without like starting to sob. And but then you know you're on the right track, right? Instinctively, you're like, if I can make myself emotional on this, imagine what it's going to do for other people too, and how it's going to change them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what Nashville has done for us as songwriters. It's geared us up to write these songs that mean so much. And even like how you mentioned Good Fight, and it, all of it's so real to our bones. So it means a lot that people react in such a strong way to a song you've written, whether it's happy, sad, about wine, you know. It's awesome. I
think also singing a song that's so personal, it gives us some practice to singing and crying at the same time.
I'm still not. What are you talking about? You're absolutely.
I can't do it. I don't know how Demi Lovato did it on the award show. Like, she just stopped herself from crying and then sung the whole song.
You got to cut it off. You see, she knows how to cut off.
Well, you know, she started on like, she started on Barney. She was singing I Love You, You Love Me, like on Barney back in the day. Did you know that?
I knew Selena Gomez did. I didn't know Demi Lovato did.
The next generation, like first was Mickey Mouse Club and then Barney maybe was the next.
Aww. Yeah. Aww. No, I tripped out because I was like watching like an old rerun and I was like, wait a second, back that up. And sure enough, yeah, so she's been in the trenches for a long time. So she can cut that off. She can cut the waterworks off at any time.
She's got such great voice.
Yeah.
We always wanted to be part of our version of the Mickey Mouse Club called Young Talent Time.
But well, you did. I don't remember.
But we had this.
Maybe. We were even too young for it. We had a video.
Yeah. We had a video. And so we would continuously watch that same video. So they never got older. But we did. So we thought that we were old enough to be in it.
But found out it didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, that's sweet though. I actually used to watch a show. It was another Disney show. I think it was Disney. Yeah, Kids Incorporated. That's where Fergie started, and like.
Oh my gosh, she was on it.
I've heard of that in movies. I think.
Yeah, see, I'm in my 40s, so like I go a little bit further back, I think, than you, all three of you. But that was a show. I was like, every kid in the world wanted to sing and dance when that show came on. It was, I remember everybody thought they could be a pop star, you know.
Yeah, but she can't. Follow your dream.
Exactly, follow your dream. How are the three personalities of you three? How are they most similar and how are they most different?
All right. Where do we start?
Should we start with this chick?
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a good speaker on this. Well,
oh, no. I mean, it's like, I don't know how to ask that question.
Andrea's like the, she doesn't really have a filter.
I'm interested to hear what you say.
It allows
her to really, connect with our audience. I feel like you really just kind of says, sometimes she goes too far with too far. Andrea, TFA. But she also has this like, what, it's the same as our mom. It's this no shame thing. So, you know, any dance move, the splits, some thrusting sometimes, she really has like the ability to not care what people think, and I think that's really, really cool.
I tried to learn how to twerk, but I'm just no good at it. And I practiced. I tried.
And how is that similar? He said, "How do our personalities?"
I don't know. I kind of like where the conversation's going right now with the whole twerking and thrusting.
Well, Jess, you're not going to catch Jesse twerking. unless it's like 10 a.m., 10 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Just don't have the trunk.
The junk in your trunk.
The junk.
No junk. Yeah.
I don't know. You guys continue.
Yeah, I mean.
I feel like there's a lot of things that we are good at that's different that helps us be able to cover more ground as a, like a
band,
as a band. Yeah. So like Nina's good with social media, photos, videos. Jesse's good with, so like that helps, you know, give us more things to focus on ourselves.
You divide and conquer.
Yeah. Like producing and me doing the more like book side of it or management.
Yeah, we have different things that we contribute.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like, as we said, our parents are musicians and our mom's like the wild, crazy one. And then our dad's like the serious musical freak. And so we kind of have all of them through us, but just different amounts.
And I think it depends on what day it is as to who is more crazy and who is more mellow. Because Andrea can be crazy, but then she can be very much
a
mellow homebody.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I'm either all in or all out,
and I'm just consistently awesome. So.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
She has no self-esteem, obviously.
Yeah.
So what would you say would be the most important message you would like your fans to take away with them after listening to your music?
That everything comes from a very real place. Mm-hmm. We're not phony. We're trying to write what we know and through our songs give advice of what we know and just connect with what we know.
Mm. Yeah, I think everyone's just a human in the end, and everyone, you know, we're so similar as humans. We go through all the same emotions, and really that's what we write about, and we really like it when our fans say that a particular song helped them through something or they can relate to it and help them express what they couldn't express with words. So
Yeah.
And the fun songs is, you know, we enjoy having fun. We enjoy wine. Yeah. And that's also a big part of us. We come from a big family.
Wine is a big part of us.
We come from a big family, so there's always something fun going on, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I told my wife that, and she's like, I think I like them already. She likes wine. We like wine.
Well, next time you're in Nashville.
Absolutely. We'll wine it up.
Yeah.
So I ask this question for all of my guests. Let's take a ride in the Jacob Young time machine and go back to Brisbane. What advice would you give to each one of your 14-year-old selves?
Advice.
I would say something about working hard. Everything is not going to work out as easy as you think. So don't wait to be discovered. Get out there and put your, you know, everything into it while you're young.
While you're young, child.
Solid.
I don't know. I think I would tell myself that confidence is key and to really believe in myself. And that's something I've struggled with for sure. And when you're one of three people, you can get lost in that. But confidence is everything, and there's no reason to not believe in yourself.
I think I would just say, there's a big world out there, and don't be scared of asking the questions, taking the leaps, taking the chances, because you only get one life, and it's the world. The world is bigger than you and everything that's going on with you. So don't be scared.
All great advice. I have one other question, and this comes directly from my sponsor, Boys Town, which is boys and girls now, but 100 years ago, obviously it wasn't. Their motto is, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. And it started, it would have been probably the early teens, turn of the century. And Father Flanagan, who ran Boys Town, they didn't have all the medical equipment that they needed for certain kids. And so the boys would take turns carrying around kids that couldn't walk, take them to, you know, sports games, to their classes. And one day Father said, isn't he heavy? And the boy said, he's not heavy, Father. He's my brother. But I'd like to say the motto is, she's not heavy, she's my sister. Meaning in our lives, we've all had somebody who's carried us. Who's carried you three?
Oh gosh, we're getting deep now, aren't we?
I think a lot of people. I think our parents. I think our friends, like our fans that became friends and really, in terms of the band, like, believed in us when we maybe were starting not to.
I think with what we do, there's such highs and lows, and going to a show where you just want to stay at home and not put makeup on, and you meet someone who says that you helped my friend get through cancer, or she was watching you during COVID and it helped them survive hard parts of their lives. That has carried me for sure. Carried us, I think. Knowing that you're affecting people.
I think also we've carried each other. We know we have each other's back in the end. We trust each other more than you can trust anyone else.
Yeah. Family. Yeah.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. I want all our country music fans listening to the podcast to check out DazzyMusic.net to listen to music, watch videos, pick up some merchandise. These three ladies are playing, and they live near you. Give yourself a treat by going to see them. We're also lucky to have you in Nashville making music, and I want to say thank you again, Andrea, Jesse, and Nina, for joining me today. And make sure to listen to Dazzy.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
That's about all the time that we have for this week, but the Boys Town toll-free national hotline, 1-800-448-3000, is a 24/7 crisis resource and referral number for kids and their parents, and they're always there to help. If you're having suicidal thoughts, risking any type of self-harm, parenting problems, physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, stress, anxiety, anger problems, school problems like bullying, peer pressure, or chemical dependency, or if you just need somebody to talk to, they're there. Don't feel like talking? Text VOICE to 20121. Go to boystown.org to check out all of their referral numbers. Boys Town's is saving children, healing families. Guys, till next time, love each other and love yourselves.